Okay, call this chart review at HOPD Woodlands. Date of visit was 4/23/24. One, two, three, testing. Okay, so date of visit was 4/23/24. Dr. Tubb, T-U-B-B, was the attending physician. Patient's name is S-H. Date of birth of the patient is 12/4/1961. Just put Stephen Hicks, 12/4/1961. And just start by saying Mr. Hicks is a, or just put background. Mr. Hicks is a 62-year-old gentleman who was brought to the emergency room after he walked to the urgent care next door at Woodlands HOPD, complaining of dizziness, chest discomfort. He appeared pale, he was nauseous, and was short of breath, period. He was brought into the emergency room and was directed to room one. Where he was noted to have initially was called what the rhythm was called supraventricular tachycardia. EKG was obtained. Two IVs, 18 gauge, were started. Oxygen was applied. Heart rate 168 initially. Blood pressure at 169/110. Patient was able to answer questions. Denied any chest pain. Dr. Tubb by bedside. Patient's past medical history is consistent with diabetes, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. New paragraph, Dr. Tubb. Initially ordered Etomidate, E-T-O-M-I-D-A-T-E, for possible intubation. Before that intubation took place, for Etomidate 10 milligram IV for prior to cardioversion. Patient was at 16:33. Subsequently, patient was cardioverted at 16:33 as well at 200 joules. Amiodarone 150 milligram bolus was given. Post-cardioversion patient noted to be in sinus attack with non-widened QRSs. The laboratory examination shows a BNP of 958, CPK and B of 2.1, troponin 0.30, BNP of 958, CO2 was normal, potassium 5.7, glucose 485, BUN of 29, creatinine 1.0. D-dimer of 5,000. HNH normal at 14 and 42, white count 12.6. MTALA paperwork was filled out and signed by Dr. Tubb. Patient was transferred to Memorial Hermann Woodlands at 17:05. Conclusion, patient, the 62-year-old gentleman was walked over to the emergency room from the urgent care next door when he was tended to immediately. Dr. Tubb was available at all times. It was decided to, after reviewing the rhythm strip, it was decided to go directly into cardioversion, and with the rhythm of ventricular tachycardia, which was later confirmed by a cardiologist as well. Period. Patient responded well to the initial 200 joules of shock given, and subsequently was transferred to the Memorial Hermann for further evaluation. The events that took place and the response by the nursing staff and physician were noted to be prompt. And expeditiously. Patient also responded to the treatment well, and subsequently was discharged to a higher level of care. Leave it at that for now. Thank you.